Hey, it's the Danger Gnome, and I'm your Uncle Gomez. And I happen to be a club gnome and ran into the one and only Hugh Jass. Welcome back to the Danger Gnome, my friend.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me, Gomez. Just I'm excited to see you again, man.
Yeah, see all of us, well, except for my towel in the steam room. We're both in here shaving our legs and getting ready for races whenever they happen. Hey, speaking of races, what's up with the huge ass race series and the COVID situation?
Yeah. Well, you caught me. You cornered me. I was trying to keep it a secret, but there's definitely something cooking. I can't go into too many details right now, but what I can tell you is that we are going to have prizes. We have awesome sponsors this year. I believe we have a couple of bikes to give away this year.
Whoa.
I don't want to give too much away because we're going to mix stuff up a little bit. So there's definitely something cooking.
Nice. So, I'm going to do some of these races. I know that I'm going to challenge some of my new friends here at the Wheel and Sprocket Delafield to see if they can beat the geezer. Beat Teo Gomez. Come, you can, like, get the tattoo. Yeah, I totally conquered Gomez. Or get the tattoo. Gomez totally conquered me. That's probably not going to happen, though.
Do they have to pay for the tattoo?
Oh, well, I don't know. Well, it probably should be a removable tattoo because every race it could be different. So, we'll just do temporary ones. So I'm afraid of commitment, Hugh, So dang, dude, speaking of ink, look at you've got a giant gnome tattoo on your back. Did you know that?
Well, I fell asleep last night here in the lounge and I don't know what happens after hours, but
you gotta sleep with one eye open because the gnomes will sneak up on you, and that's what happens.
Yeah, I thought I felt something poking me.
Well, stay tuned. Hugh will be back with more details, but so far it sounds like I'm winning a bike, and maybe you might too. So, thanks, Hugh.
You bet. We'll see you soon.
All right. Next up, we have more about gnomes and how they affected my fetish lifestyle. Hola, amigos. It's the Danger Gnome Podcast. We're back from hiatus. And who else would we have on as our return to glory guest? The Fat Bassiter to Alaska and the entire Yukon territories. Mr. Travis Hubbard. How's it going?
Going great, Gomez. How you doing?
Are you in the garage?
Yeah. It's Friday. I'm in the night and I'm in the garage. Getting her fired up.
Woot woot. Yeah, it's Friday. Long week. Mm-hmm. And
long weekend.
Yeah, I drove in the dark for the first time in a long time. Scary driving in the dark, dang it.
Yeah, we're watching that the sun rapidly go away up here.
I bet, but things are going on. Things are afoot. We're not just here to talk about moose and their mating habits. We're talking about a Meriwether Cycles Ty Corvus prototype that you spied. Because you, I was thinking about this, you and a couple other dudes are on the fat bike shit on the internet.
Hell yeah.
So
why wouldn't you be?
You actually saw this beastie, and I saw a picture on the internet in the interwebs, which we'll have in the show notes.
Yeah, I spotted it on the Instagram, and while under construction, I guess you'd say, and then I saw Greg post a pic of it, and needed to swing in there looking for a part, and happened to catch up with Greg, and he rolled it out for me. That's a beautiful bike, man. Yeah, it's a Generation 3 prototype, so the Gen 3 Corvus.
Right, and in the post I saw, it said something about the narrowest Q factor coupled to run 4.5, 27.5 by 4.5 terrine cake eaters.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the same post I saw. And yeah, he's rolling 27 plus or 27.5 wheels on that. Mm-hmm. And right. Yep, that's his intention to get that, to get a fat 27.5 tire in there. That was a really beautiful bike. He had it. He was getting ready to head off to Yakutat to go bike packing, rafting, and fishing. So he had it all set up for the beach. Had it set up single speed and no front brake and it's a beautiful bike for sure. And that I was a little confused as to whether that was just a one time prototype or if there was a little batch of those that were underway.
I know it's not out of character for Fatback to say get three or four of them and then their team for Iditarod would maybe ride those bikes.
Right. Yeah.
Like and Greg said he's been riding it all winter. Or, you know,
what's that?
Jeff Oatley or Tim Burnson.
Clinton Hodges.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he's going to be rolling it all winter. Like, right on, man. Well, I hope to see you and that beautiful bike out on the trail.
Cool.
Hopefully snowy trails.
And
those are coming back.
We talked a little bit about the new segment, which is, who's your pot mother? Who's your fairy pot mother?
Who's your fairy pot mother?
Ooh, fairy pot mother left me a bud on the microscope. So what's the strain of the show?
The strain of the show for today is lemon tart.
Ooh, lemon tart.
Yeah, yeah. Nice, uplifting, energetic sativa. The nice, you know, lemon terpene file on there. Profile. It's a good all arounder. Morning, noon, night. It's not a couch locker. So that's my show strain. Yourself?
I really can't say. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I like the sound of that lemony snicket, you know. I have a few things, you know, on that are happening. And how's your summer doing? Like, I know that you have like a bad case of the gout right now. So send your Jeddah healing powers and or, you know, prayers to the 8 pounds, 12 ounce baby Jesus for Travis's gout.
And I will thank you for all those prayers. Healing Jeddah vibe. Yeah, exactly. Actually, I think I'm going to be able to ride a bike this weekend finally. So that's getting better in my world. But busy summer work-wise. And always in Alaska, you're trying to constantly make the most of the summer. And on the front side of it, got some, you know, great local rides in on the hillside of Anchorage on the and out at Kincaid. But probably the coolest bike thing we did this summer, Lori and I took my wife Lori on her first traverse over Resurrection Pass. Her first traverse bike packing trip.
She has a Surly, which model?
Karate Monkey.
Karate Monkey.
Right. Yeah.
And you bought a new Salsa something or other.
Timberjack.
How foolish.
Yeah, I'm really happy with that bike for, you know, what you pay for it. You really get a lot.
And it's got really nice progressive geometry and it's playful and perfect.
Yeah, 150 millimeter travel, dropper post, great Alaska bike. And what I love is the 29 by 2.6 tires. Mm. For Alaska summer riding, I don't know that I'll ever ride anything else.
Cool.
Yeah, I got some WTV Trail Bosses on it right now, and that came stock on it, and yeah, those tires were rocking. And but yeah, I got Lori over Resurrection Pass. We just took, you know, loaded the bikes up, load the bags, pack them up. And we had a cabin rented out at Juneau Lake for the first night and a cabin at East Creek for the second night. So broke it up in the, you know, nice manageable sections, you know, made it a comfortable ride. And it was great weather. Oh, yeah, nice. It was fantastic, man. How about you?
Yeah, I've been riding a lot, you know. I've been trying this thing.
It's stuck on the back of 10 beers.
Yeah, and there's that, too. You know, I have the whole trailer thing going on right now. And I also have a new bike, but yeah, I've been putting in like 100-mile weeks. So, and spending eight to 10 hours on the bike a week. And thanks, you know, to Strava and the Wahoo Element Roam, I know all these things now. Who knows what I was doing before, but I think it was considerably less than what I'm doing now. But in that, I have like all kinds of stuff that's going on, man. You know, like I started working at Wheel and Sprocket in Delafield as a bike mechanic, right? So,
right.
I got that, which exposes me to new treks.
Right.
I saw the new treks like right when they came out. Rode and built a Trek Farley 5, rode and built a Trek Farley 9.6. And those bikes are super impressive in person. Really sweet looking bikes. Yeah, I would totally own that 9.6.
Any chance any of those landing in the test hopper?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're limited supply. And because of the outlook on fat bikes, I don't think that they produced a lot. And I don't think they were ordered a lot, because I know that we've been told, no, you're probably not going to get any more Treks. But we also are a Fuji dealer, too. So I've seen all the Fujis in all the colors and ridden those and build those. So, and I saw the new Salsa Muckluck, the Dior 11 model. So it's kind of like the base model. And unfortunately for them, I think the model that came out, all the ones that I've seen on the internet and the one that I saw in person, and I built myself and rode myself. It's just a olive drab. If you're not into that, you know, quasi-military, or if you're not into that color, then it's not an attractive.
Yeah,
and they have spiffy colorways in their package, but I don't think those were off the boat first. You know, I haven't seen any of those in person, but they certainly look great on the internet. And Salsa makes a great bike. You know, you can't...
Yeah.
If you've ever ridden one of their fat bikes... Both the Bear Grease and the Muckluck are kick-ass bikes.
I would own
and ride one of those as well. It's just, you know.
Yeah. Well, I thanks to you, I got to test that Carbon Muckluck a couple years back. Mm-hmm. And I love that bike. My next fat bike is down to between two bikes, and it's between that Muckluck or a Fatback Lewis.
Yeah, Carbon Muckluck. It all blacked out would be, and they make one, dude. You know.
Yeah, I saw the frame only blacked out thing, and that. The rest of the color wasn't too hot on. Yeah.
So the other thing that Salsa came out with just this week was EXP bag and their front cradle redesign, and a front bag and a piggyback bag that goes on a front bag. So, you know, a double ended roll-up dry bag that attaches to their injection molded, kind of like they don't use a slingshot type of or a sling type of bag holder. They use a plastic molded cradle. So they redesigned that, and they came out with a new anything cage and a new anything bag that looks good, and which I think is pretty smart. They came out with their own brand of straps, because I don't know, you've bike packed. You know how valuable those straps are, how kick-ass these rubberized straps I have a bunch of different brands. And I posted a picture of our box O straps. But in that box of straps, retail, there's probably $300 worth of straps in there. So Salsa wisely said, hey, we'd like to get a part of that market, right? The strap market.
Right.
So, yeah. And
awesome. Speaking, look forward to checking that out. I've not seen all those new brands.
And speaking of Salsa, and you know who's, like, we're going to try and get Jeff Price hooked up with some of those new XP bags for review.
Oh, right on.
And
he's probably worn out a few sets of bags that guy has, I imagine.
Yeah, and who deserves it more than, you know, our JP, Jeff Price, Summit Toppler, who, you know, rides a muckluck and always has supported Salsa and a lot of love for Salsa. So, and speaking of Salsa, I have a new bike, dude, and I bought a Salsa. I gave Adam Blake my 25th anniversary single speed mariachi Salsa, because apparently I can only have one Salsa at a time. And then I bought a new Salsa Cutthroat.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
Yeah. In hot
that's
pink.
That's a gravelly grab bike, right?
Yeah. I named this bike Yvonne after both Miss Yvonne from Pee Wee's Playhouse and Yvonne Schulnard from Patagonia, because it's a very confused bike. It doesn't know if it's a gravel bike or a mountain bike or a adventure bike. It's all of those things. It's just like, so you know, Yvonne is a androgynous name. It's a confused bike. It's pink. It's burly. You can put a friggin' suspension fork on it. I could run 2.4 Bontrager, their XR5 tire on it, dude, with like big gnarly tires, and take it to Kettle. You can jump this bike. You can, from the hoods, you can kick the rear end around and lock up the rear tire and skid on this bike.
Right on.
It's...
Sounds like, yeah, I checked a lot of boxes.
It's fucking amazing, this bike. Cutthroat, Yvonne, you'll see many, 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 many pictures. And many ways. So on top of all that cake, we've got a new extra wheel trailer from the extra wheel company from Poland. This Polish company who patented the fork that attaches this single wheel trailer, which this trailer looks a lot like the trailer that Mike Kiriak had on his custom Moots fat bike way, 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 like 2007, or, you know, at the very beginning of before fat bikes, basically, the bike that had the fuel storage in the fork. We should have Mike on the show, and he could talk about that trailer, or we should send him one of these things, and he could compare it. But
get him on. I'd love to listen to that.
It has a unique fork and a unique attachment system, but it's shorter and more nimble than a bob, and it has, I would say, significantly less input from trailer to bicycle because of this springy fork. You'll see a product spotlight on it and then a review on it. I've been taking these crazy, go play on bike days the last two Sundays. First one, I went frisbee golfing, and I went swimming and bike riding. And then next Sunday, I went, I had lunch, too. I had a hot dog at the hot dog stand in Lake Mills, right? Swam in Rock Lake and played the frisbee golf course there. The next Sunday, I went and I added kayaking to that list, and I don't think I had lunch there. But I could have, maybe. I ate. I'm sure, because I was out for 5 hours on the bike. So,
you brought a fishing pole.
And that's the next thing. And this is, I'm calling it like the Geezer Olympics, the Geezer Quadraplon or something, Gnome Tapalon. Yeah.
Right on, man. Yeah, and you're still probably kind of getting more perfect weather right now, right? Not so hot and humid. And
yeah, the first 3 weeks in September, the last 3 weeks of like meteorological or astrological, I don't forget which, I think it's astrological calendar summer. Those 3 weeks are the best weather. We have 70s during the day, and maybe an 80, lower humidity, hardly ever rains. It's like the driest part of the year for us. And 50s at night, dude. So, like, I had to wear arm warmers and a wool jersey this morning for the commute into to the shop. So, at like, riding at 9 a.m. It was probably 60.
I woke up to find ice on my windshield, and it was 37 degrees at 7:30 a.m. this morning.
Nice.
Well, yeah. You know, I wasn't expecting that. Like, hey, come on, that's a little early.
So yeah, there's so much going on. We're gonna have a couple more of our testers on because Aristotle Peters is working on a test with a Wren inverted fork and a Manitou mastodon fork on a Wyatt Maverick fat bike made right here in Wisconsin.
Right on.
And, well, what else is going on? You know, Head just renamed their gravel wheels Emporia after Emporia, Kansas. How about that?
Right on.
What do you think?
Yeah, I've not gotten into the gravel scene, and I really should, because there's a lot of that in Alaska. a lot of gravel rides. Like, I bet that cutthroat would be the bike to ride at, you know, in and out of Denali Park on.
Yeah, that's a ride that I would love to do, is that Denali Road before they open it to the buses and stuff.
Right. Yeah, well, anytime, you know, because you can take they got a backpacking bus, so you can load up your packs and bikes and crap and go all the way to the back of the park to Wonder Lake, which is pretty much as far as you go. Mm-hmm. And then that's what I think a lot of people do. And then, you know, they'll ride it out.
Huh, cool.
So yeah, it's like, I looked into that recently. Can't remember the total mileage on it, like 95 miles, I want to say.
Cool.
Yeah. And beautiful. You know, I've been up there, and done the tour, and I've taken the backpacking bus in and hung out there and hiked around back there. And it's amazing country. Be a really cool place to ride a bike through. We should do it.
All right.
You know, you got your base camp. You checked it out. You know, it's safe. You know, we didn't eat you.
Well, of course not. We had good times, man. That was such a great trip. Fraught with much, you know, with a lot of stress about the COVID, but
that sucked the timing on that, but we made the most of it. Yeah, the weather you caught and the trail conditions.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. And for the most part, through this whole pandemic, the riding here and the weather has just been stellar. You know, I hardly ever have to ride in the rain. But if you ride 6-7 days a week, you know, you're going to get wet every once in a while.
We've had a beautiful summer as well, you know, and now fall is, you can pretty much say it's here and getting on our wetter, stormier kind of weather pattern right now. So a little tough catching those bluebird days, but looks like tomorrow's going to be one of them. So, we're going to definitely ride bikes.
Killer. Well, take care of the it manifests in your foot, right? Your gout symptoms make your feet hurt.
Well, that'll determine the length of my ride tomorrow for sure, but I'm on the backside of it and got more movement in my big toe joint than I've had in a good week. So, you know, I'm riding flats with 5'10s. So, I think I might get away with it. It might be short-lived. And hopefully not. Yeah. hoping to get out there and put down some miles tomorrow. Yeah, Lori and I have a goal, and you've been here, so you're, you know, pretty familiar with the area, and we want to ride from the house over to Campbell Track, up the hillside to Flat Top, and then to the back of Powerline Pass, and then so that's a really big climb, and then you know, you get 20 something miles of downhill.
Wow.
And roll it out.
That would be 60, 70 miles, wouldn't it?
I think I'm thinking around 40.
Yeah.
40, 45. Yeah. Yeah. Cause you know, we're not it. Yeah. By like roadway, you know, it'd be just to get to Flat Top, it'd be way longer, but, we're, you know, we're kind of where I live is at the base of the hillside, just north of the trails. So yeah, with a few shortcuts here and there.
Well, you spent time with me and you know how geographically challenged I am.
Oh yeah, there is that.
So
I got really worried when we were coming across Blue Dot. Look back, there's no Gomez. Oh crap, I gotta put out an emergency call.
Is that when I was in making snow angels in the snow drift?
No, I think that was your first or second day when you were making snow angels. I think this was towards the back end of your trip.
Well, it was so good. We had such, it snowed all the time, like every other day, and just not like horrible, like it just nice floaty snow.
In the daylight, right? So you came up for the frosty bottom. You've been here in January and seen how dark it can be up here, right?
Right. That's so why in that came daylight, in March.
Yeah. Anybody that likes to ski, fat bike, snowboard, whatever that I know, they want to talk about coming up here. I'm just March. Just come in March.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I would recommend go to Anchorage in March and bring your fat bike or rent one from Speedway. Or from the bike shop, or from they have fat bikes there.
Yeah, there's rentals and miles and miles and miles of trails, and then I love about winters all the bootleg trails, like my private track that you and I rode several times. I never ride that in the summer; it's really not even rideable.
So. Yeah, I bet.
But yeah. So there's a lot of swamps and bogs and places that all the bootleg trails just get punched and packed out. And, you know, locals are doing it, but you can tie some of those together. And, yeah, endless miles of fat bike, ear-to-ear grinning fun.
Indeed. With swamp donkeys.
Well, you know, I thought I heard somebody say Tim Bernstein had moved down to Bend, Oregon. You know, and if that's true, then, you know, you could come race the trio next year. You might win, man.
I thought I won this year. Dude, I stood up and I said a few words. So I thought I won.
You didn't get first place, but you won.
There you go. Well, thanks for being on the Danger Gnome and bringing some Alaska flavor to the show.
Ah, my pleasure, my friend. Anytime.
And we'll talk again when you have more news of the Ty Corvus.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. I was so just like,
We got to get Greg on here and grill him about it. Like, what did you name your bike?
Mm-hmm.
What is the head angle? Why are the cables on the outside, sir? Yeah, all that.
All that.
And more. All right, Travis, you all have a great evening. I'll see you on the
flip
side.
You too, Gomez. Happy trails until we speak or see each other again.
Party!
Later!
All right. See you later, dude.
Later, man.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Travis. In this little segue, I'd like to do a shout-out to my boys there at the Wheel and Sprocket. Dan Hendricks, he got stung by a tiny wasp, and his whole forearm blew up, and it looked really painful. So, Trent, today at work, had chest pains, had to go to the hospital, but everything's going to be fine. It was like a dislocated cartilage, perhaps, thing. Pinched nerve, giving him pain. And my man, the guy that, you know, probably that is the most welcoming at the service department there, to your Uncle Gomez, Michael Clark. We rode bikes today. What's up, dudes? Little shout out to the boys there at Wheel and Sprocket. All right. Well, next up, we'll have somebody else. Hey, we have Bike Black Ribbon test pilot Aristotle Peters on the phone, and we haven't talked. Aristotle is the product tester that is doing the Wren and Manitou fork comparison, and we haven't talked, so I thought we'd get him on the phone and he could share the hell he put the Wyatt Maverick through with the two forks back to back. Welcome to the Danger Gnome podcast, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. Again, Aristotle Peters here. Good to hear from you, Gomez.
I do go on, do I? Don't I? I was like, I'm just going to do a little intro and then I talk for 10 minutes. So,
yeah, and you... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so you, you're back from your trip up north. Where'd you take the Wyatt to do our fork test?
Yeah, so I was up in Door County with family for a whole week, you know, basically just self-quarantining at a rental house, yay. Mm-hmm. That gives you an opportunity to ride these two forks on the Wyatt Maverick and be able to go to the same trail and ride each fork independently and be able to compare it side by side. Now, I was fortunate enough to get in touch with the owner of private trails in Door County. These trails are called Snowcraft Nordic. They do a bunch of cross-country ski trails up there that have been built, and it's amazing what they've been able to do with mountain bike trails with their, you know, big machinery. And this was, in my opinion, the perfect place to test out these forks. You know, as my friend up there to show us around described, my friend T. Monty, who's an old school cross country racer, he took us out on the loop. There's like 7 miles of single track. There's berms, jumps, anything you could want to ride. But my favorite part was the, as he described it, old school cross country trail, which is just really, really choppy, really technical, and just really fun in terms of, especially when you're comparing a suspension fork.
Nice. Yeah, I've heard really good things. And the one thing that I did hear back from you after your trip was you have to come there. You know, you have to come to Snowcraft if you haven't been there. And I haven't been there. So I'll probably go up there to, if they have racing this winter. George usually runs a race there in the Broken Spoke series.
Yeah, exactly.
The Snow Crown series. We should give it the right name. The Snow Crown series.
Yeah, and that's if you guys haven't seen it, look up the video of Snowcraft that bike race, because they, like I said, they have a bunch of cross-country ski trails that are machine built, and it was like the coolest that bike race video I've seen because they followed almost the entire race on a drone.
Wow.
And you can't see it, like, you can't really see the elevation looking from above, but it's cool seeing like the lead guys stretch out on a climb and then get back together on a downhill, just watching the yo-yo.
Wow. Yeah, so that's
super cool.
That's probably Trail Genius that is running that that drone, right?
Yeah, that rings a bell.
Jason Manders.
Put it out.
They do such a killer job. Oh, you know what we have? We have Chris Daisy coming in. Let's see if I can. Oh, nope, he gave up. He was calling in on the line because we're in the danger dome now. We're in the danger zone where anybody right. could call my phone and then they could be on the show. So you had the forks set up so you could just swap them out quickly, you know, detach the brake or two sets of brakes. I don't know how did you do that?
So basically, one of them is post mount and one of them uses an IS adapter. So it was really easy to just leave the post mount bolts on one fork and then leave the adapter on the other. So it was super easy to swap, you know, back and forth mm-hmm. with the brake. They use the same size rotor, thankfully. And, you know, I just cut the steer tube to the correct length so I wouldn't have to be, you know, swapping out headset spacers. So it was easy enough for me to swap those out on the fly. But like I said, it was great to be able to ride each fork side by side. Another great thing about that place is they had gas parks. A guy by the name of Jeremy Witek, who's a trail builder,
right.
Come in and build dirt jumps and a pump track.
Nice. So you got to do what you do with the air show and do tabletops and gap jumps and because Aristotle is the cat that we have a video of him doing the backflip on a Schlick Cycles Ape fat bike at what's the name of the park, the indoor park that used to be in Milwaukee. Name escapes me. Rays. Rays Indoor MTB.
Rays.
Yeah,
and they're still in Cleveland, but unfortunately, yeah, like you said, used to be in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but it was cool when we had it. It kept the emergency. Yeah. A couple of my friends went there and went to the emergency room afterwards.
Not uncommon, unfortunately.
Kept the emergency room in business. So,
right.
And so I don't want to pressure you on the phone, but when do you think folks will be able to read your review and read your comparison of these two forks?
So I'm hoping to get everything finished up in the next week or two.
Cool.
I'm a teacher, so these past couple of weeks have just been crazy for me. So now that we're into the first week of school, I will have time and get that to everyone in the next week or two for sure. Cool. So.
And now the travel on the Two Forks, the Wren is 150, right? You have it set up as a 150?
No, the Wren is 120. They do make a 150 option.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Wren is 110 millimeters.
Gotcha.
So they're kind of like XC do everything, option,
mm-hmm.
which was a great fit for, the Wyatt. And the, Manitou was actually 120, millimeters of travel.
Okay.
So there is a little difference there. Mm-hmm. However, I tried to, at least just in terms of the feel and fit of the bike, I just, you know, put another headset spacer on top of the stem to get the handlebar height to be about the same when riding each bike.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I know that everyone is looking forward to your review. So we'll stay tuned. You stay safe, and thanks for being on the Danger Gnome. That was like
thanks, a goat. Thanks for having me.
That was like a goat noise I made. That was weird. All right, dude. Have fun.
Cool.
It's Labor Day weekend. Thanks. Ride your bike.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day.
All right, you too. See ya.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Hey, it's the Danger Gnome Podcast. I'm your Uncle Gomez. And today, kids, we're privileged to have the maestro, the one and only Chris Daisy, the cult... the-
Sorry, I gotta make my own music. I'm sitting in the backyard.
So, Chris, how's it going?
That's going well. I mean, all things considered, of course.
Right.
You know,
all things considered.
In a chair and a breathing.
The bike lifestyle has been, you know, enhanced by the pandemic, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I see so many people out on bikes now. It is crazy. But,
yeah, so, I mean, that's not a bad thing, but hopefully, you know, everything works out in the end and people continue to keep riding. That's sweet.
Right. So, we thought in times of trouble, we would check in with the Bike Black Ribbon cult leader to take the temperature of tomfoolery for the coming winter, you know?
And my mother Mary now.
You caught the Beatles reference. Dude, get out of my brain. Wow. All right. Yes.
Mother?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to some cycling, fat style and cold weather and all that good stuff we like here in Wisconsin.
You know, on this very show, we have a short interlude with Hugh Jass, and he had, you know, looked into his crystal ball, and there was a murky image of something that's going to emerge on that race series.
Which, yeah, I'm kind
you
of,
and I and they friggin' ran one last year and or hosted one, or I know I was there.
I sort of remember it.
I don't think I really did anything other than show up in a kilt and have some sparkling water.
Yeah, I think you know, things have to be modified, like everything in life right now in 2020. So there's probably ways to run a fat bike race or a group ride in a decent way. At least you can see everybody's breath coming out of their heads, right?
Oh, sorry. That was an inopportune time to cough. Hey, you know what next weekend is? This is Memorial Day weekend. It's Labor Day weekend. Why do people always do that? People. Like my brain. Hey, it's Labor Day weekend. Next weekend is traditionally Gnome Fest weekend.
And whoa.
I'm thinking that, you know, wherever you are out there, my Gnome Fest cousins, raise a glass. Ride a bike, go for a midnight ride in your whitey tighties.
Create mayhem locally and in your own communities.
Don't come home until the sun comes up. Yeah. So it's not all bleak, I tell you that. Hey, you know, I have and I first saw this bike in your shop. I purchased a hot pank salsa cutthroat.
Oh, cool.
And that's, oh, dude, it's pretty nice, man. In one of the previous segments, I already went off totally about it, like how much I love it. So,
aren't you just off of a gravel trail in your new digs?
Yeah. Goes from Waukesha to out to, I don't know, Cottage Grove, that's it, which is a suburb of Madison. So from suburb of Milwaukee to suburb of Madison. So I can ride to the Mississippi on bike trail. It's kind of crazy. Cool. And I can ride right to Wheel and Sprocket and like scarcely be on road. Like for it's 25 miles each way. And tomorrow, Sunday, I'm gonna go work. I'm gonna ride 25 miles there, 25 miles back. Be a 50-mile day, work for 4 hours, bam.
Wow.
I'll have a 150-mile week this week. Just because of that. But, yeah. But it's easy riding. And that bike, dude, pretty sweet. Gravel King SS's, too. I've been testing gravel tires, and for we have highly manicured gentleman's gravel. Here in the Wisconsin cheese land, you know, it's crushed limestone. It is as close to pavement as gravel gets. So you don't need much tooth in your tire at all. You need some width because we do have a little bit of cush there, but You know, you don't need much tread. And these Gravel King SSs, the center rim is is wavy gravy in a slick. You know, it's just the slightest little pattern, which I can't cool. wait to wear out till I got full slick so I can roll even faster. But that that thing is baller, so fast.
Well, I am a big fan of the Salsa bicycle. I've got a Warbird myself that's
killer.
A few years old now, but, you know, it's awesome. I love that bike, so I'm not getting rid of it necessarily.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know. Oh, the other project that you and I have been, you know, secretly trading texts on is maybe a fatbike.com winter race kit or team kit.
Yeah.
And
there's a
drawing in the works, which we may, you know, put something up on preview up on the show notes there.
Give me the rest of your logos and such, and we'll start to really stir the pot.
Yeah, I'm thinking like polar jacket, you know, like long sleeve mm-hmm. race jersey. So, you know, we get
hot red flames.
We get like, yeah. What was that team that came across America? I can't remember, but it's going to be cool looking. It and you know what? I haven't sent you the picture of the Q jersey, but you know how these QAnon kooks that talk about, here's the thought, like we had those 4Q jerseys and it has a giant Q on the middle front, right? It's like dominant, right? So I'm thinking, fuck, that was a team back in the early 2000s. And when you're like, good Americans, the Q or like this person or these people like love our good Americans and love America. So are they fucking talking about us? Like me and my friends at Deer Grove that rode single speeds and, you know, went out there and a little bag of weed and smoked pot and felt like rebels.
I knew you guys were cannibals. Smell it as a brat.
Yeah. And it all kind of relates to like this weird satanic, you know, because like some of the stuff we would do is have Halloween rides. And one year I like went to the butcher and got a beef heart. Like I made this satanic altar with like candles around it, and then I led the ride out past it, right? So we're like, what the fuck? And that's when I learned to make fake bloods, like, you know, corn syrup and red food dye makes fake blood that looks, oh, it's gooey and nasty.
Yeah, you were a good time.
Yeah, I was fun when I was younger. But anyway,
you missed those satanic bike rides.
Well, maybe, you know, Halloween, you know, there's some rides still going on. Steel is real. Greg, you know, mm-hmm. over there, the Sven and the, what's the name? The, Full Spectrum. What is the name of their, I can never remember it. Anyway.
Well, until I can figure out how to put a plastic bubble around my bike, I ain't going near you motherfuckers. Sorry, did that come out wrong?
No. It's important that the Bike Black Ribbon Society cult leader be sheltered in the bunker there in the I don't know. Describe your. I was going to say Playboy mansion, but you know, describe describe your sex,
it's
ranch.
Like Playboy mansion meets trailer park, kind of right dead center.
Yeah. Have you done anything with the shed? It's been a while since I trekked out to Pleasant Prairie.
Yeah, I know, because I focused on building a greenhouse.
Oh, that's right. You have a greenhouse now. Oh,
yeah. I'm trying to not kill this lettuce. Fucking pain in the ass.
Hey, nudge, say no more. Don't kill the lettuce.
Oh, no, I'm talking actual lettuce. Man, it's hard to grow, dude. It's
exactly. Not as good as a wing to a blind man. Right. She's a goer. Yeah, so... Anyway,
that's what's happening.
Someday we're gonna ride bikes. It's gonna be good.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm only kidding. I'm not going to wear a bubble, but I mean, you know.
Well, you know, I could see you. Like, it would be pretty cool to wear a bubble helmet. You could just find a way. You need a bubble helmet with some sort of, like,
oxygen tank.
Old hair dryer connected to it so you could keep it from fogging up. And it would look pretty cool. It would look space age with this, like, you remember those old hair dryers that, like,
yep,
you put the bubble on your head and you connected it to this little device? Well,
terrarium. I have the one that cuts your hair that connects to a Mac.
Oh, yeah. See, you just gotta change the motor, or the direction of the fan, or use the force. But I could see, get a big terrarium thing. Hook one of those up, and you're set to do the. You go as the bubble boy or space boy or.
What about those things that already exist that have the big, you know, the aerodynamic shells on them that go like 80 miles an hour? Just riding one of those.
Oh, those little bullet bikes.
Yeah.
Those would be great in a group ride. It would be like fucking Star Wars, man. You'd be like a little droid. Right.
Except I'd be going constantly too fast.
So this is all great ideas for this Halloween Fat Tire tour of Milwaukee, because I think that's still going too. It's a live ride. So think about ways to become Bubble Boy.
Innovative. You know. Yeah. Holiday. So can already blend the two things together. I like it.
And we'll see if we can get all the cult leaders together.
Seems to be more and more of them just popping up every day, doesn't there?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
I thought I had this game cornered.
No. You're still number one. Not to worry. Well, thanks for joining the Danger Gnome podcast, Chris Daisy.
Sorry. Outro music for myself.
All right, Kispy.
All right. Ciao, Bella.
I'm a hungry, still crispy at the fire, but I'll be not moving to Scandinavia.